This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Clarence Major. Major was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on December 31st, 1936. His parents divorced when he was 10, and he moved to Chicago, Illinois, with his mother. From an early age, his creativity was immediately noticed, especially his ability to draw. At the age of only 12, he started studying at the Art Institute of Chicago under the painter Gus Nall. In 1966, he moved to New York City. More specifically, he moved to Greenwich Village, where he began to paint and write professionally. Unlike others of his generation, Major didn't entirely embrace the Black Arts movement, and he has resisted such labels as avant-garde or postmodernist. He received his bachelor's degree from State University of New York, Albany, in 1976, and earned his Ph.D. 2 years later in Fine Arts and Literature from Union Institute and University Vermont College in 1978. He was the first editor of American Book Review, as well as the editor of the High Plains Literary Review. As far as his solo exhibitions are concerned, Major has seen his paintings displayed all across the country, and the cover work of his books often feature his own artwork. A skilled and talented artist, Major is also a novelist, a short story writer, and a poet. Clearly, he is a man of boundless creative energy. His many books include All Night Visitors, Reflex and Bone Structure, My Amputations, Painted Turtle, Woman with Guitar, Fun and Games, Chicago Heat and Other Stories, Waiting for My Sweet Baby, Myself Painting, Jibe to Juva, A Dictionary of African-American Slang, and My Studio, among many, many others, including a wide range of anthologies. He has won the National Book Award Bronze Medal, a Lifetime Achievement Award in the Fine Arts from the Congressional Black Congress Foundation, the Western States Book Award for Fiction, a Pushcart Prize, a National Council on the Arts Award, and a Fulbright Fellowship, to name but a few. He has taught at the University of Washington, Howard University, Temple University, Brooklyn College, New York University, the University of Colorado, and the University of California, Davis, where he is Emeritus Professor of English. He lives, works, and paints in Davis, California. Today's poem is Mount Rushmore. I don't think this poem needs much of an introduction. It takes place before Borglum's big faces, as Major describes Mount Rushmore. He is referring, of course, to Gutzon Borglum, who designed and crafted the four massive faces of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. What I like about this poem is how Major wonders what the four presidents are thinking as they stare out into the Black Hills of South Dakota. Major imagines the private thoughts of these men. This is Mount Rushmore, which was first published in The New Yorker by Clarence Major. We're about 30 miles outside Rapid City, South Dakota, at Keystone's Black Hills, or call it Lakota Pahasapa. We're here for Borglum's big faces, their granite and long-standing under the sun, their sunbake and whipped by rain and loved by tourists. George gazes into an endless distance. Tom's sight is set high, bravely staring down the light. Teddy's in somber introspection, and Abe's in a trance. Is George daydreaming his youth at Pope's Creek, or age 11 getting his first slave, a man called Trumbull? Or is George daydreaming the comforts of Mount Vernon, or the future of America? Is Tom remembering the importance of dissent, or the frail nature of democracy, Benjamin's If You Can Keep It, or the swish of Sally Hemings' dress hem, or Easton's freedom, or is he dreaming of Shadwell's countryside or the future of humanity? Is Teddy riding roughly, galloping really, or thinking about his parks or a square deal for everybody or railroads or the future of nature? Is Abe remembering that first telegraph of his boat and his title or wrestling days or the new Secret Service, or is he thinking about the future of Africans in America and the future of America?
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.